you talked about how Carr responded in the second half of the Seattle game and how that was a big learning opportunity for him. He maybe didn't have the same response in the second half of the Broncos game, but what can you learn from that?
I don't know if he didn't have the same response. He just didn't have the same success that he had in the second half, you know. And that doesn't obviously fall all on Derek Carr. I will say this, there was no point in that game where he wanted to be taken out. And that's, to me, when you've got a young quarterback like that that struggled a little bit, that's a very good sign. And he said, I want to get this, and I want to score a touchdown here with this group, coach, and I don't want to be the guy that's taken out, and I don't want guys to feel like I'm letting them down, or I'm not going to be out there with them. So that was encouraging. Plus, you know, he was seeing some things that, to me, it wasn't as if throughout the course of the game, he felt like, oh, I don't know where guys are coming from. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, he just still, again, he remained calm and said, just let me do this, coach. And so we allowed him to do that, and I was glad to see him respond and glad to see him get to the last score.
So you did talk to him about, you know, maybe
the possibility. Yeah, that was discussed. It was discussed first internally, but then just discussed it with him a little bit, just briefly. And he said, yeah, I want to play. And we didn't feel like we were leaving him in harm's way. So we felt the experience would be real good for him.
What did that say about his character?
I just think he's competitive. I mean, you know, and you're always looking for a competitive guy, you know, and I think that's one of the major traits that you look for in a quarterback. They've got to be competitive. They've got to hate to lose, and they've got to hate to be the thought of being taken out of a game.
When you look at the problems that you guys are having running the ball, you go back and look at the film, are they the same breakdowns all the time? Are they different? Are teams just outplaying you up front? Where do you see?
It's been different. At times, I wish, you know, again, if it was one thing, I think it would be easily solved. But it's something each week that crops up, and we've simplified. We kind of simplified during the bye week, and certainly we've simplified more this week. And until we get it right, until we're able to execute at a regular basis. And that's what we just haven't clicked or found that yet this season. Some of the opponents have something to do with that, but more so when you look at it, I think it's more been us, you know, and I think, the players would agree with that as well. So we'll continue to search for ways to run the football and continue to call more runs in situations and to get that ground game going.
You know, a lot of it has been dictated, the number of carries, number of attempts you guys have had have been dictated by the scores. Getting behind early takes you out of game. Have you ever got to the point where you just said, look, I just want to run it until we get it going?
I haven't done that, and part of that is also based on Derek Carr. I'm not, you know, I think there's going to be a time, and I don't know when in Derek Carr's career, but there's going to be a time where it's going to come where people are going to expect this guy to throw it 30-plus times a game. I think he's got that kind of arm talent, and I think, as he continues to grow and to mature in this league and with experience, I think he'll be one of those quarterbacks and surround him with some players those are the things that you're going to want to do with this guy. So we're doing some things. Obviously, we're nowhere near where we need to be. We've certainly fallen off. When you look at, to me, I think all of us, and again, there's still plenty of season left, but nobody thought we'd be here offensively within the staff, especially based upon the last seven games last year when Matt had come in and taken over, and then we felt like, all right, we got a chance now with a good young rookie quarterback, but it hasn't gone that way, and we'll continue to, you know, find answers down the stretch here of the second half of the season.
How can you guys get better at throwing the ball downfield?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to, again, obviously some of it is trying to design ways to get guys open down the field, and we'll look at that way schematically. How do we help our receivers create separation, get separation down the field, and also how do we convince Derek at times that, again, the trust factor of knowing that a lot of times in the NFL when they're not open, they're open. If you have that trust factor of that wide receiver that will go up and make that ball in a tightly contested environment, you know, and that is man coverage in the NFL. We're seeing a lot of man coverage, so there's not a lot of separation. And when there's not a lot of separation, there's got to be a huge trust factor there between a quarterback and his receiving corps.
You guys have been able to score late in games a lot in the last 2 minutes. Anything you can use from that? Or something you can take the tempo or maybe?
Yeah, you know, the thing, we scored obviously last week, but we were in a two-minute mode really most of the fourth quarter. So there were three or four series where we didn't score, where we were unable to put together and convert on the third downs. You know, another disappointment has been the third down conversions. I think that was a point of emphasis for us during the bye week, and we came out in that first game against San Diego. We're better, and we felt like, all right, we're getting separation. We're pushing the ball down the field. It was a major step forward, and we haven't done that certainly, especially the last 2 weeks. But again, some of that has been who we've had to play. We've had some premier edge rushers in both Seattle and Denver, and not to take anything away from the other teams that we've played, because they got some pretty good players too. But I think some of the defenses that we've played have had something to do with that as well.
Excluding the Seahawks with the preseason and the regular season game, this is the first time that your quarterback has played a team twice in the same season. What are you kind of imparting upon him about how much to trust what he saw in the last game and how much to understand that they're going to throw different things at him?
Well, certainly there'll be adjustments, and he understands that part of it. But it's for him, it's been more so going back, looking at his notebook from the first game and taking a look at the notes, and also at the end of each game, take notes after the game and to note on personnel or things throughout the game that we learned throughout the game. So all the quarterbacks carry folders on that first opponent, the first time they play them, to go back through it to remind themselves of different protection rules. And there's always certain calls that they have to make that are relative to each opponent. And so they refresh their memory on that. And then I think they just have a better feeling the longer you're in the league or the longer you're in the same division, the easier it gets that way. Or the foul is not on the opponent, but it's also on the coordinator. Who's the coordinator of that team? Do they have the same coordinator that they've had for years? That helps in their preparation. So, but I just think throughout the course of their career, the good ones, have a file on every team and every coordinator, and have done a good job of taking copious notes, and I think that Derek could be one of those guys.
Irrespective of the numbers, what do you like with Derek, what you've seen in his progression?
One, he's an accurate thrower. He's an accurate passer. I think he's got a good feel in the pocket. He's not a guy that holds on to the ball, and that can be good and bad. Again, there are times where he could hold it at times and maybe create. But I think, again, it's for him, for a young player, more than anything, I think the crucial part of development is getting them to understand protections and knowing blitz patterns and blitz packages and knowing who's responsible for picking up blitzers or who's the free hitters on each protection. And I think that's been an invaluable experience for him. So more than anything, just getting a chance to stand in a pocket, in an NFL pocket, and understand that part of the game was critical in his development, and I think he's come along that way.
Scattered in college, his development, what you see that he can do that he surprised you or he does better than you?
Well, I think he's much better in the pocket, personally watching it. And it's a different game than in college. In college, it was a lot of the quick screens and some of those things that, he'll still rely on here at this level. But I think, the pocket, when it collapses, so much faster in the NFL. And it's more of a true standing in the pocket as opposed to, in college, you don't have the edge rushers that you have in the NFL, so there's really not, at times, a lot of times, a real pocket for some of those guys. So I think just his feeling the pocket has been impressive.
He had talked yesterday about the interception he threw when he was trying to get it to Rivera and felt himself going down, get hit in the back, and he's still going to try to throw that ball. Do you want him to – are you okay with him taking that risk?
Not in the second. Once he went to Mike and then he got the pull on the back of the jersey, you never want to be late there. Now he's late with the ball and the defender was able to turn his head back to him and see it. So in those situations, yeah, I think that's another learning experience. Hey, I went to throw it on time. All of a sudden, I got to put my hand out to catch my balance. I'm getting pulled. Now I don't need that. Especially in that situation, we can, punt the football. You never want to turn the ball over. And there are times when in situations – to me where we will say that's a matchup we want as long as the defender has his back turned to you. There are certain situations where we'll take and make sure that you give him an opportunity to catch the football. You see back of numbers, okay, on this matchup with Rivera, this matchup with James Jones, you see back of numbers. We want to make that throw. But as soon as those defenders are facing you, then those are not throws that we encourage him to make.
When it comes to pushing the ball downfield, you talked about trust in receivers. Does that also apply to the line and get a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question. It's total of that, you know, and that's part of that feel in the pocket. And no one can, you know, depending on who you're playing, it changes every week. But certainly having a trust factor in there that they're going to block their guys and give you time enough to throw the ball down the field. So.